Two Words Publishing presents Tragic Consequences, The Price America is Paying for Rejecting God, and How to Reclaim Our Culture for Christ. Written by Oliver L. North and David L. Getch. Narrated by Stephen Bowlby. Dedication. From Oliver L. North. For Betsy. With gratitude for her dedication to turning tragic consequences in our lives into blessings. From David L. Getch, dedicated with love to my dear family, Debbie, Savannah, Ethan, Matthew, and Henry. I pray God's blessings on each of you. Preface. Tragic Consequences was written for Americans who are concerned about the cultural decline they see all around them. People who watch the nightly news and ask themselves, what is happening to our country? It seems we have become a nation of people who are offended by everything but sin. What is happening to our country is simple to explain, but sad to observe. We are seeing what a culture of sin can do to a country. It is a culture of darkness and depravity, a culture lacking in moral restraint, and a culture where life has little value. When a nation rejects God and accepts sin, the lurid stories carried on nightly news programs are the inevitable result. Because of sin, America's culture has darkened to the point where human life has little or no value. Politics resides in the gutter. Children are sold into sexual slavery. Corruption is rife. Mob violence is condoned. Pornography is widespread. Drug abuse is epidemic. The traditional family is dissolving. And some Americans actually celebrate evil. In spite of this, many churches in America have made sin a taboo subject. Their pastors tell congregants over and over how God loves them, but stringently avoid telling them they are sinners and God hates sin. God hates sin precisely because he loves his children and knows sin will destroy them. We see the tragic consequences of sin every day in this country. If this state of affairs concerns you, as it does many Americans, this book was written for you. Do you feel helpless in the face of the cultural coarsening infecting American society? Many people do, believers and unbelievers alike. But the good news is you are not helpless, far from it. There is much you can do to encourage repentance on the part of those who reject God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?